end of last week, it ended off the parsha Baloischa with the Maisa of Miriam, that she said to Aaron that it was the Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that he was Purish from his wife, the idea was incorrect, because just like the Arnavim who speak the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and yet they're not Purish from the spouse, what he did was Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that he's Purish from Tzipora, that what he's doing is not correct. And because of that, Miriam receives Saras. The beginning of this week's parashat Shalach, it starts off, Rashi mentions the Medrash, that the Meraglim did not take Musar from Miriam, and therefore they also end up speaking Lashon Hara on the Eretz Yisrael, on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and because of that they also got punished. So one shaila is, what exactly was their Isser? Were they over the Isser of Lashon Hara, or were they over the Isser of Moichi Shemra? What's the difference? The Rambam in Deis Perek Zayin, and the Chofetz Chaim starts off Lashon Hara that way, explains, Lashon Hara is something that is 100% MS. It's true. And still you're even Isser Lashon Hara because you cause ignite to a person, you cause hezek to a person, but it happens to be true. What's Moshe Shemra? Moshe Shemra is when there's even a Tairuvah of Sheker. When you say Sheker inside of it, even a mixture of Sheker, that's Moshe Shemra. Moitzi, you made up, you took out something and you made a Shemra to a person. Moitzi, you made up something. That's Moshe Shemra. Now what did Miriam do? What was her Isser? Was it Lashon Hara? Was it MS? Or was it Moshe Shemra Sheker? So first, Miriam, what she do? She went to Aaron and told Aaron that Moshe Rabbeinu did something incorrect. Uchura, what she said, what she did ask to Elas, why did she get punished for it? The Chofetz Chaim in the beginning of Talcha says her Issa was the way how she said it. Avada, she had a right to say what she said. She's doing it to Elas. But the fact that she was Muslit, that Moshe was doing something wrong, she did not ask it as a question. Moshe, how can you do this? Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. But she said it 100%, Moshe is doing something incorrect. For that, you're over the Issa, but Tzedek, Tishbala, Misachi, you're not that Moshe, Lekavskos. For that, you're over an Issa. The Chofetz Chaim, numerous places, says any time a person is over the Issa of Tzedek, Tishbala, Misachi, also you're over the Issa of Lashon Hara, Tali Zebazah. So what? She thought what she is saying is MS. She thought she's saying Moshe is doing something wrong. What happened is really was Sheker. What Moshe is doing was correct. So when someone thinks they're saying something that's true, but by etzem it's Sheker, it's false, what is that? Is that Emeth, Lashon Hara? Or is that Sheker, Moshe Shemra? So the Sefer Zerachayim in Klal Aleph, Sif Aleph says that Miriam is Lashon Hara. Why she thought it's true? It is true. Therefore, even it's a Lashon Hara, not Biswar, she thought it's true, it's Lashon Hara. Chuyi, can I bring you right to that? The Chofetz Chaim, this past week, I learned that says, and I say, Aleph, you're over the Issa Zohar, Issa Sha'osa, Hashem L'kech L'Miriam. When someone speaks Lashon Hara, he's over the Issa Dereisa, they did not remember the Maisa of Miriam. What are you over this Issa? So the end of the Be'er Chaim, he says, you're over it four times. We speak Lashon Hara, Rechila, Sheker, and Emes. He says, you're over the Issa Zohar, Maisa Miriam, when you speak, what? Even Emes. That means you're learning, you're over the Zohar, Maisa Miriam, when you speak Emes. So you see that little passage, Miriam was a Maisa of Emes, because it was Sheker. Why even, if someone speaks MS, why is it even remembering the Maisa Miriam? L'chutz Mashmav and L'chutz Chaim Echanami, that it is a case of MS, and if you're over the Issa of Zohar. Oh, if it's MS, it's only Sheker, it's a Kolsh game. If it's MS, it's only Sheker, but if Sheker, then it's only MS. So we see, L'chutz Chaim is saying, you're over the Issa of MS, when you speak Lashon Hara, of Zohar Maisa Miriam, and Hood and Sheker. So, there are Chukama machlokesim between different Tanoim or different Achronim, if that's true by Miriam, was she Emes or Sheker? Say the machlokes, how the Tziv explains it. One step before that first, the Sefer Mitzvah Sraya, Rav Kook, so he has the Oros and the Sefer from his father, Rav Shlomo Zayim HaKohen Kook, and he writes on this Chavetz Chaim, and he writes, even though he writes, Zocha Maisamim, you're over, even when it's Emes, he says, no, Dafka when it's Sheker. That means Rav Shlomo Zalman and HaKohen Kook, and Chuz learning that Eichnami might be with Dafka Sheker. Not like the Zerachayim. So, the Tziv, in last week's parasha, he takes this Machloikis, not just the Machloikis Zerachayim and the Mitzvah Israel, but well, not Machloikis Achoinim, he says Machloikis Aaron HaKohen and HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Why he tells us that at the end of the Baloischa, it says that Moshe, that Aaron said, Yehma Aaron, and Moshe, that please, Anno Soshes Elena Chatos Ashana Alu Vashachatonu. She should not have Tziras. Explains the Tziv that a person when he speaks Lashon Hara, that person that can get Yisurim does not have to get Tziras. A person does not have to get Tziras. When you speak Moshe Shemra, you have to get Tziras. So Aaron was tiny, please to Moshe, why is Miriam getting tsaras? What she did was shakotanu, was just shaking, she did not mean it. True, in Hanami, it was shaker, but she did not mean to say shaker, it was a fake, it was a shaking. Therefore, let it be emes, let it be lashnara, and let it get yisurim, but don't let it get tsaras. That was Aaron occurring to Taino. Zok in Tivim Baloisko. The Tziv in Kitzeite says, however, Koshbochu Choylik, Koshbochu gave it to us. Koshbochu had held that even though she thought it was Emes, but since it was Ben Olam HaChaveroi, and the Odom is more La'olam, you're always responsible for your actions, therefore, Koshbochu held was Moshe Shemro, and therefore she had to get to us. That's how the Tziv explains what Koshbochu held. So, about that, I don't want to say that Chotz Chaim can argue on the Koshbochu. Who wants to say that? So, Lechura nearly, with Raya's, that Enechanami Chotz Chaim holds not the way he holds, not like the Zayar Chaim, that he holds Enechanami that Maisa Miriam was a case of Moshe Shemra. And also look in the Chalkas Binyamin, he learns that way. He argues the Zayar Chaim, he writes in Das Chotz Chaim, he holds it was Din Moshe Shemra. To bring a couple of Raya's, one Raya is when a person speaks Lashon Hara, when it's MS, everyone knows it's Asr. First, Halacha, Klal Aleph, Sif Aleph, Chotz Chaim says that there is no hefter when a person says it, but it's true. I feel al emes gomer yisuli oyven nisa deraisa loyselach rochel b'mechel. He brings three different rayas. One raya brings to the gemara moikotin after zaynum aleph. The gemara there says that by dosim avirim was sent to them a shliach bezin to go bring him to Moshe, and there in Mecharef they made bezoyin of the shliach bezin. The shliach bezin came back to Moshe and told over to Moshe that they were Mecharef us, they made fun of us. What happened? Shliach bezin said lashon hara. The Gemara says from over here we see a Shliach Bezin has a right to say Lashon Hara, Ad Kan the Gemara. The right to say Lashon Hara. Now if you hold Lashon Hara, that is Emes. You're allowed to say, what's the right from Shliach Bezin? They have a right to say Lashon Hara. The Shliach Bezin said Emes, the Vadi have a right to say it. And it must be one Zakat Chavetz Chaim to write the Echnami, Lashon Hara is also even when it's Emes, except by Shliach Bezin, I in the Ritz over there, why it's Mutter. That's one Raya. The second Raya brings from the Gemara in Sait, Nachman Beis, the Gemara says that the Abba Kito is the four Kitos that the Nakbim Kalapne Shechino. One cat, one group is someone who is shakranim, people lie. And the second cat is someone who is suffering Lashon Hara, people speak Lashon Hara. If Lashon Hara is dafka sheker, it's the same thing. One shakranim, one Lashon Hara. So it must be that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is even when it's emes. The third raya brings dafka more barbaso, and dafka samach daldon beis, that the pshimin goat, there was a shtam of kusha was written, it was given to Rebbe, and Rebbe is, where was his man? The Gemara did a give and take, and Rav Shimon said, I did not write it, Rav Yehudah HaToy wrote it, Rav Yehudah wrote it. Said Rebbe to the son of Rav Shimon, Klach Melashon Hara Zu, go away from this Lashon Hara. So we see from here, even though Rav Shimon said the truth, still it's called Lashon Hara, therefore it's Asr. Those are the Chavetz Chaim's three rayas. For each raya is a tamir, each one on by itself, each one for each shlaga. His first raya is, they bring the raya from Dos Mavirum. The Dos Mavirum, they're Mecharef, the Shliach Bezin. They have the right to go back to Moshe Benu and say, Inchanami Lashon Hara. Says the different ways to answer up the raya, but the Tziv himself, in Shulto, Chokhes, he says, anyone's a Baal Machloikis, you have a right to say Lashon Hara about. That's how it's put down the Yishalmi. And the Tziv sheet is, even without her Elas, you have a right to say Lashon Hara about a person, the Baal Machloikis. Anyone's a Baal Machloikis, you have a right to say whatever you want about him. With her Elas, without her Elas, is Mutter. Dosim Avirum, the Baal Machloikis. Avadi have a right to say Lashon Hara. The whole right of the Gemara is that the Nemun Kebetrei, the Shliach Bezin is Nemun Kebetrei. There's no right that the Lashon Hara say Lashon Hara. That Avadi is the Lashon Hara. The Gemara is being a right that Shliach Bezin is Nemun Kebetrei. So, if you look like the Tzibuch of the right of the Gemara, the second Gemara he brings a right from is from Saito, that the Abba Katim, one of them again is Lashon Hara, one is a cat of Shakronim. So, the Pelos, the Cheminis already in the Chavetz Chaim, he quotes the Chavetz Chaim and argues with him. If you look in the Kuf Gimel, Amun Aleph and Sanhedrin, Rashi says, what is the case of Kat Mesaper Lashon Hara? How do you know they're not Mekabel Pnei Shechina? He brings a Pasuk. Pasuk says, Ta'ave Doiver Chozov. A person should get destroyed, a person who speaks Chozov, deceitful. The case of a person who does not Mekabel Pnei Shechina by Lashon Hara is someone who speaks deceitful. Someone who says Sheker. And therefore, says the Sechema and the Magol Sian over there, if I can't, from Rashi saying, Mamash Fakert, Lashon Hara is someone who speaks Sheker. That's a Rashi ties up the Gemara. Lashon Hara is Sheker. I think it's a Kasha, the Gemara says Sheker, the Gemara says Lashon Hara. You can answer like the Mishil Shasharim, the Pekud Aleph. Mishil Shasharim learns that Lashon Hara, the Shakronim, is someone who's the Umnis in that way. And Lashon Hara is a person who, even though the Umnis is not to speak Sheker, it just happens to be they speak Sheker every time when they say Lashon Hara. His third Raya, he brings that Rabbi told Reb Shimon that you and Maisa Klech Loshon Hara Zu bring right for Karet. Maisa Reb Shimon said it. Rabbi saying go away from this. Well, Maisa Reb Shimon did say it. So see if I care. Loshon Hara Zu MSC Lana say. Well, best when you look at the Gemara over there, when it says Klech Loshon Hara Zu, it's Shayach even Alts Mizchatzidah or Zabak Loshon Hara, but not Alts Be'etzim the Issa Loshon Hara. Klech Loshon Hara Zu, go away from it. Do not compare it to the case. Do not speak this way because it's doing with Loshon Hara. Do not be Mamash Loshon Hara. So each Raya, in and of itself, is a pillow. The Steichemini quotes from his Chaim, and he says it's a pillow. And the Chami argues, it says Loshon Hara is Tzai Emet and Tzai Sheker. He says the Raya is not good Raya. L'chura, back to the negate us, Chavis Chaim should have brought a better Raya. If you hold like the Zerah Chaim, that Miriam was the Maestro of Shek of MS, Chavis Chaim should have brought a Raya, Miriam. Where is the Raya of Miriam? Miriam is the case of the Torah, where the case of Loshon Hara is, where the case of Tzaras is. The Chavis Chaim should have brought a case of Miriam, that Miriam spoke MS, and therefore and still there was Tzaras, he got punished for it, and still there's an Isser. So we see, L'chur, not like the Zerah Chaim, that Miriam was an economic case of MS. L'chur, not the Raya, and Lav Gimel, the third Lav is, Chavis Chaim counts, in the Shama, B'negah, Tzaras, Lishmum, Oid, Melassois. When a person speaks Loshon Hara, he has to be very careful, I'm sorry, he has to be very careful not to speak Loshon Hara, because if he does, he'll get Tzaras. When will a person get Tzaras? So the Chavis Chaim in the Be'er Ma'amar Chaim says, it goes like this, if it's Shaloi B'fonov, it's still Oivin Isra V'shama V'negat Tzaras, we're from Miriam. Because Miriam spoke Shaloi B'fonov of Moshe, he spoke to Aaron, and Moshe was not there. Machlok to the Joshim, that's the Chavis Chaim brings down that Moshe was not there. Then he says, and how do you know if you speak MS, then also you get Tzaras? From Doyeg. One line after another. How do you know you get Tzaras when Shaloi B'fonov Miriam? And how do you know you get Tzaras when it's MS? Doyeg. What happened to Miriam? Elmai, again, clearly he's willing to move in the case of Moshe Shemra of Sheker, not the case of Emes. The case where the Chavis Chaim brings down the Doig was Emes, he brings down the Braisa. The Be'etim and Claire, what was the Miraglum? Was the Miraglum Emes, the Miraglum Sheker? The same Shadley and Claire by Miriam, and Claire this week's parasha by the Miraglum. So, the Braisa that the Chavis Chaim brings down, it's a Braisa by Maisa Torah, Miuchas to Rebbe. If you look at the Braisa, it's a fascinating Braisa. It goes through all the Aleph in the Torah and all the Bezes and all the Gimels. So in the 332nd Gimel, and this Braisa goes a list of different Gimels, gets that far. He says over there, Gimel Amru Emes, three people said Emes and Abdu Men Oilam, got destroyed from the world. This Braisa is brought down by the Kolboy in Chelik Alp Amu Peites, and the Ramban of Chumash Gracious in Perek Beis Pasuk Tes. Three people said Emes and got destroyed from the world. Chavis Chaim quotes two of them. He says, Amru Doyeg, Doig and Bnei Rima Abri Orti. Those two, Doig got punished, and Bnei Rima, they said Emet, they got punished. If you look up the Braisa, where the Oitzach Chaim on the bottom brings it down, who's the Gimel? So the Braisa starts off like this, Gimel Oru Emes, V'Avdim in the Oilam Azeh, V'Oilam Haba. The first one is the Miraglum. The Miraglum said Emes, and they got destroyed from this world and the next world. The second one is Doig, and the third one is Bnei Rima. Chavis Chaim quotes two, he switches the order and left out the first one. He quotes two, Maishai the Haishayar, and Moed, he doesn't even say the first one, he drops it out. That means the Bryce is saying, who is saying MS? The Miraglum. The Chavis Chaim over here, and also getting Klav Vav, brings the Bryce down a second time, and he left out the Miraglum. Obviously he's holding the Miraglum are Sheker, even though the Bryce says clearly they are MS. Where's the Makar for the Chavis Chaim, that they hold the Miraglum the Sheker, against the Bryce of Rebbe? There's another Bryce, an Erechin, that is Vav, there's a Bryce of Omer Belozer, that Belozer says that a person should not speak Loshon Hara, we are Klav Chaim for the Miraglum. Ma Miraglum, they're Moichi Shemra, Al Eitzim Avonim, Al Atzikam Mekama, when you speak on Chaverim. What's the Loshon of the Braisa? The Miraglum, they're Moichi Shemra, Al Eitzim Avonim, says the Braisa, Kalim Moichi Shemra. Yeah, Machloikis, the Rebbe. Verse of Elazar, what's the Miraglum were? Were they MS or were they Sheker? Locha Machloikis. One way you can explain it is the same Machloikis you said until now. What happened? The Miraglum said, they said everything, all the words were true. They said, Eretz Achel Tzvehah, the land ate up the people. That was true. The land, what happened? They died. What happened? Whatever they said, the words were true. However, what was not? However, that what they saw was true. However, was not true. Says Rashi in Chumash, they saw people getting killed. However, Rashi said the Kodesh Baruch Hu made Dafka this time they should die. Why should they be torn with the veilus and not see the spies going after the whole entire Eretz Yisrael? That means what they said they thought was true, but Be'etzim was Sheker. The Eretz is not Archel Shishveha. The words they thought were true, but wasn't true. So it could be Rabbi Hill that we go after what you thought was true, like the Zerah Chaim. And no, and Maisa, Chavis Chaim is paskening, then we go after the Metzias, the Maisa circle, so it was Sheker, it's Moshe Shemra. If you look in the Shal Shuvas HaRadvaz, in the Siman Nun Gimel, Echnami says Machlokes Bavli V'Yishalmi, if the Meraglim were Emes HaShaker. So that's one way you can learn the Pshat and Meraglim. If you look in Oris Masechta Sota Daf Lamed Hei, Rashi seems to learn that way. However, if you look in the Rishonim and the Parsha, it can't be that way. Why? If you look at the Rishonim, the Rabban Moshe twice in this expression, once in Vayeshev, he asks, what's the difference between Moitzi Dibur and Mevi Dibur? By Yosef it says that he was maybe he brought Dibur, he brought Lashon Hara. And by the Rambam it says, Moitzi Dibur al-Oritz, he brought out Dibur on the Oritz. Says the Rambam, by Yosef, what did he do? He saw something, he saw them eat Eben Menachai, and he told his father, Yaakov Avinu, he saw them being Mezano, and he told his father, and Be'etzem, those are the words which he saw, he said over. And what was the problem? It wasn't true. It was not Abraham Menachai is Ben Bakur. It was not Mr. Knows why it was created from a safe Yetzirah. Therefore, he thought it was true and it was not true. That is the case of Maybe Dibur, says Ramban. What's the case of Moitzi Dibur? Moitzi Dibur, says Ramban, is when you make up Sheker, you say things that are 100% Sheker. Ramban saying, Kamer Shana Ben Yoyna, the Radak, the Ebenezer, Labisham learned, they explained Moitzi Dibur means you're making up something. The words itself you're saying are Sheker, and they knew it was Sheker. They knew it was that way Sheker. If you say it that way, then before you're going to have to say that Machloik, the Bryce of Rabbi, verse Rabbi Lazar, with these other Rishonim, it comes out to Machloik's and Metzias exactly what happened to Meraglim. What exactly was a chait? What exactly they said? What comes out Posh Machloik's and Metzias? It can't be MS and then Moitzi Dibur, they mamish the words of Sheker. Comes out to Machloik's and Metzias, what exactly happened over here? What was the chait? Eretz or Chelos or Sheham? Lashon Hara on saying Eretz HaKhal Shishvah, which is on the Lashon HaKosh Baruch Hu, the Balak Havitz. On Hashem. The Chutz Chaim in Enlom Kol Hei says that a person cannot make fun of the Marshal of your watch. Why? Because it's a Kanai about you, the Balak Havitz. And he quotes the Velos Mimins. You look at Velos Mimins, he says, what's the Raya of the Meraglim? There's the Moitzi Dima Wat on Eretz, on Eitzim Avonim. And it's Lashon Hara on the Balak Havitz, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, saying you create a bad land. This whole right, you cannot make fun of your watch, it's from the Meraglim. You can't say Lashon Hara on the Balak Havitz, Lashon Hara on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're making fun of the Bria L'chol B'yosser, if you make, you're saying you're G'nai, and you're saying there's something wrong here, Kodesh Baruch Hu said come to Eretz Yisrael, and you're saying he's doing something wrong here, if you're making fun of it, it could be. What? B'chor, the way how it's brought down, with Chutz Chaim, it's Lanach Eretz Yisrael means anywhere. Even though it is a Ben Yoyod and Ksubis, we won't say that here. So, but the way the Chutz Chaim is down from the rain, it sounds like anywhere. So fine. Maisi Kenneth is still Ramban. The Ramban brings down in Bereshit Perek Bey that the Meraglim were Emes. And yet the Ramban is saying the Meraglim were Moitzi Dibur. Kashu. It depends on his actions, or him. The way how he looks. If not, I mean, Tainis, the Gemara says that that a person, Adam Mukhur Geshazeh, he saw someone as ugly, so the Marsha says, and the person told the Tana over there, Blazer, that Lech Luman, go to the master who made me. The Marsha explains, and if not, he's saying, Lashon Hara on the Baal HaKeifetz, the person who made this person Mukhur, the person ugly. If not, you say a person looks ugly, and you say, B'Gnai, he's making fun of Kodesh Baruch Hu. You say his actions, that's him. Let's go back. To Lechura, Zochah Maisa Miriam, the Chavetz Chaim, Maisa says, Yo'eva Zochah Maisa Miriam, even when it's Emes. Why is it Emes? Lechura being, Lechura a couple of Raiyas, and Echlam and Chavetz Chaim holds the Maisa Miriam is a case of Sheker. Why? Again, because he's not, it's being a Raiyah, Lashon Hara is also even as Emes for Miriam, and Oid by Yishamlecha Negat Tziras, it's not being a Raiyah from the Maisa Miriam, Yishamlecha Negat Tziras, it's not being a Raiyah that's even Emes for Miriam. So why by Zochar, are Yo'eva Issa even when it's Emes? So look at the end of Be'er Chaim, read it slowly. He says also, every time you speak Rechilas, you're over the Issa, Zocha Maisa Miriam. When it's Rechilas? What's the Raya? L'chor Miriam was not Rechilas, it was only Lashon Hara. Says the Chavetz Chaim, because Rechilas, he says, look, go back, look at the Lav Gimel. Lav Gimel is the case of Tziras. He's saying that basically, any time a person gets Tziras, you're over the Issa Maisa Miriam. Why? The Pasuk says, Zohar es asher asa Hashem l'kech l'miriam. Remember what happened to Miriam. What happened to her? She got tziras. Any person who gets tziras and is going to be over the Issa will remember what happened to Miriam. It's not any case negated to her as any chlami is the Issa ma'isa Miriam. Any case that gets tziras, if Rechilus gets tziras, you're over the Issa ma'isa Miriam. If Emes gets tziras, you're over the Issa Zohar ma'isa Miriam. Even though Miriam is not Rechilus and Miriam is not Emes. It's Dr. Shekhar. But since, remember what happened to me, remember the Maisa Tziras, and you don't remember the Tziras Shavai, then you over the Issa Zocha Maisa Miriam. So again, this, the, what comes up over here comes up in Zerachayim, who says Maisa Miriam was after Emes. That's what the Bryce of Rebbe says in Maisa Miriam was Emes, and that's what Aaron HaKohen held, that Miriam was Emes. Comes up, when Erechin held Miriam was Sheker, the Chofetz Chaim holds the Miriam was Sheker, Kosh Baruch Hu held Miriam was Sheker, the Chofetz Chaim Yomit says that way, and the Mitzvah Yoh held also that Miriam was a case of Sheker. Another shiloh cleric, maybe learn from the Maisa Miriam, is, let's say a person speaks to the four walls and no one's in the room. Speaks to the four walls and no one's listening. Is there an Issa Lashon Hara? Is there an Issa? Everyone will say no. The Issa Dafka is speaking to somebody else and no one's listening. What's the Issa? So we can build up, let's build up the Kasha. One Kasha is, first of all, the Chofetz Chaim Lachor holds speaking Lashon Hara is Issa Benom Lamachem. He holds the fact that you chose to say Ra on a person. That itself is an Issa. You chose a rabbi, a person in Klal Beis, Kon Chol Kress. He says, that itself is an Issa. It's been Om L'Mokom Dikar case. So my say, I chose a rabbi. Who cares if anyone's in the room or not? Who could, it could even be also. But say, even more than that, let's say I speak to the four walls. I know that Yossi is listening. You know, I know he's listening. Is there any Issa? So everyone say about it, yeah. Even though I'm speaking to the four walls, but I know that Yossi is listening, so 100% I'm over the Issa Lashon Hara. Why? Because I know he's listening. So let's say I speak to the four walls, and I don't know Yossi's listening. Am I over the Issa Lashon Hara? I don't know. So it says the Binyamin Zover, that even though I don't know, I'm responsible for my actions, and therefore I'm over the Issa Deraisa of Lashon Hara. Why? Because I might say he's listening, I spoke to the four walls, he knows. Therefore, Adamul Oilam, even though I've looked at the Oris, the back of the same over there, Kaifin over there argues, but the Maisa Binyamin Zover says, Echam Yor over the Issa Deraisa. Next level. Person speaks, let's say he's speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He said a Gnai about a person, over the Issa Lashon Hara. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem Bach Laisol, and Pash Moshe, and said, Vehein lo yaminu li, they did not believe in me. What happened? His hand turned into Tzaras. He got Tzaras because of it. Why? Lashon Hara, he spoke Lashon Hara in Klal Yisrael. So speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gets Tzaras. Or the Chofetz Chaim and the Klal Aleph brings down Lalok Lamaisa, the case of Yishayu. But what happened? Yishayu spoke Lashon Hara Klal Yisrael. It says, Oili kin meisi ki ish Thomas of a Simon Archi, ubatoif am Thomas of a Simon Archi Yishiv. Yishayu said, I'm sitting amongst a Talmudic nation. And what happened? The Chofetz Chaim brings down that he got punished because of it. What happens? Lips got burnt off. And the Chofetz Chaim brings it right from this to the case of Lashon Hara. Brings it right from Yishayu Lalok Lamaisa. Yishayu speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And yet, Chofetz Chaim brings down Lalokho. So the Chalkas Yomim over here says, Islav Dafko, doesn't mean the Issa Lashon Hara Mamish, because why? No one's, who's he speaking to? Nobody. Speaking to Hashem, there's no Issa. However, the Maestro, the Chofetz Chaim does bring it down. It sounds like your Mamish, even the Issa Lashon Hara, you speak to Hashem. So let's take step by step. You speak to a person, Yoiv Lashon Hara. Speak to the four walls, you know someone's listening, Yoiv Lashon Hara. You speak to the four walls, you don't know someone's listening, Yoiv Lashon Hara. You speak to Hashem, Yoiv Lashon Hara. Speak to the four walls, and Hashem's listening. Speak to the four walls, no one's around. Hashem is listening, right? He hears everything. So why should it be over Lashon Hara? Afi Cheshbon. Let me be over the Issa of Lashon Hara. Hashem is always listening. Just like you speak straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're over Lashon Hara. So when you don't speak straight to him, you should also be over the Issa of Lashon Hara. Just like when you don't speak to a person, you're over this Issa of Lashon Hara. What we could do is bring a raya from the case of Miriam. Because there are two different medrashim. There's one medrash that the Chofetz Chaim brings down, a Sefri in Pash Baloyska, in Klal Beis, that the Oitzah Chaim and Oitzbeis brings down, and said, what was the chait of Miriam? He said, Miriam had no kavanah to speak against her brother Magnai, not my peripheral, and where did she speak? Bein olavein atzma. She spoke between her and herself. Kavachayma, us, we should not speak Gnai, and be v'acherim, but Lashon Zifri, where did Miriam speak? To herself, no one was around. Those were the words of the Medrash is, no one was there. Chofetz Chaim and Klal Beis, in Sefkon Aleph, he brings down a Sefri in the Dvarim, but my Miriam should dibra hadava lo yishama kol barrier. Miriam, when she spoke, no barrier in the world heard. Ella kodesh baruch hu levad, and she got punished for it. Allah to come and come and speak to Achayim. But Lashon Zifri in the Dvarim, who heard? Nobody but a kodesh baruch hu. We have two midrashim to say that what happened? No one heard except for kodesh baruch hu. So what happened? She got punished, and that's zocha ma'aseh Miriam. That was Issa. We should remember the ma'aseh Miriam, and we over the Issa if we speak Lashon Hara.
So
Stam Hashem is, let's say, you Mahara, think in your mind. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what you're thinking. What? How can you think about something? Who? I'm sorry, here? Okay, I didn't hear the name, but you tell me afterwards. Naiman Melach. Okay. Well, I'm going to say Melach myself also, but... Moshalev, that's for Chaloisim, for Kinyonim, but Loshnoi is Loshnoi. I thought Loshnoi, Shemir is. My asking in Loshnoi, so the Chredim counts, the Issa Loshnoi, Rokh Ba'Mecha, is Loshnoi Dachu Pepeh. Could be you have to into Metzias, into the Bria, into the world, that's an Issa already. You chose to say Loshnoi. However, if you mind, it's very hard to control your mind, people think, whatever. It could be there's no Issa in here. There's no Nibbing to the foil this world, the only thought about, could be there's no Issa. Like the Chredim says, Dachu Pepeh. Even though if you show a person the letter, even Issa also, we do Bermizah, called Skyrim, and the Klal Aleph says, you show a person the letter, we do Bermizah, Echami, even Issa the rest also. It means you don't bring it into this world, Echami, there is no Issa. But, so they would answer your case also, you don't say the name, of Skyrim says, there is no Issa. Elmai, Kosh Bachar knows the name, but that's all the hero. Here, there's no Issa. We'll answer your case. Oh, Pajan Kash is, the Torah says not the way. Venet Medroshim, but they cannot give the Torah. My passion, the Torah says, the Pasuk says, the David, Miriam, the Aaron, the Moshe. Moshe and Aaron spoke to each other. And the Chavetz Chaim explains that has to be the Moshe spoke to Aaron. Because why? Because Miriam got Tzeras. Like Mona Erechin says, how did he get Tzeras? Only if a Hani Maisa, if your act helped, that someone did something different because of it, says the Chavetz Chaim, what happened? Miriam spoke to Aaron, and Aaron spoke because of that. Her act was Gorm, something happened in the world. Therefore, Chavetz Chaim says, forget that Aaron had to speak back, and it had to be this Aaron there, and that's part of the Pasuk, Aaron was there. So what's Pshat in the Midrashim? So if you look in the Mepharshim of the Midrashim, the Sifrei Devei Rav, it says it means Lav Dafka. It means what? That she spoke, and no one heard except for Aaron, and just her brother, her family, her own brother, and they're speaking about Moshe, who really bothered them, but no one really cares. The Echonami says Sifrei Devei Rav is Lav Dafka. The Sefer Torah Shleima, also on Balo Yisrael, says also, it means she spoke to Aaron, and no one else heard, and but about it, someone else is there. So for Miriam, there is no raya. Well, the Chavetz Chaim, when he brings down the Sifri, he puts in one more word, one more letter into the Sifri, when he brings down Emet Pal Hei. His letter is, Shloi Dibru, the Vav. They did not speak, Dov Zev Ibn Shum Beryo. They did not speak in front of any Beryo. Puts in the Vav, they didn't speak. Not she didn't speak, they didn't speak. They claim for the Torah, there is no raya. Even though the Midrashim say those words, but about it can't be, it's against the portion of what the Torah says. The Chor from him, there is no raya. Once again, Al Pi Cheshbon, you can ask the Kashal. Again, so why aren't you even this much now when you speak to the four walls? Like, if someone else is listening, who do I touch both is listening? To maybe bring a Kiraya, maybe it should be also. And Lav Dalit, the Chavetz Chaim says, when you speak Lashnara, I'm over Lefneiver. I speak Lashnara, and Reuven's listening to me, he is over Lefneiver, because I'm speaking. So the Chavetz Chaim, why? Because if there'll be no one listening, what happens? He'll go away. If no one's listening, then watch, end up, there's no Lashnara. Chavetz Chaim said, if no one's listening, he'll speak to the four walls. Those are his words. Not if no one's listening, then Oyv Lashnara. If no one's listening, Lohamed Dab Elakir, he won't speak to the walls. But he'll speak to the walls, we all know it's Lashnara. It sounds like, from Chavetz Chaim, the way we set it up, economically, speaking to the walls is Lashnara, except no one's speaking to the walls for no reason. Which if you're angry, people do. So in economically, there will be maybe it's Lashnara. So to get back to why it's Lashnara, a different level, a different shaila first. Again, we start off that speaking Lashon Hara, Afilu Emes is also. Chavetz Chaim brought out the Rayas, the Nibir. But let's do it all the way now. Let's even ask Kashas on the Chavetz Chaim. Let's bring Kama Gemara to say Mamash Fakarit. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lam Gimel Beis, the Sefer Matzori. Let's go first. Gemara Tainis on Daf Zainal Beis. Again, the Matzori is the Kasha, or Chaim Kanievsky and the Sefer Mochosev is the Kasha. The Gemara Tainis says that you do not get, rain is held back when the person speaks Lashon Hara. Says the Gemara brings a raya from a pasuk in Mishlei, upon him is omim loshen saser. The rain will be held back when loshen saser. Saser, what saser means? Says Rashi over there twice, and Tosis is over there. Saser means sheker. The rain is held back when he speaks loshen ara. Says Rashi, what? Sheker. Loshen ara is dafka sheker. Why did Rashi say sheker for? It sounds like Rashi was dafka sheker. Gemara on Shabbos, Naflam Gimel Beis. The Gemara says also in another case you get askura. A person gets asked when he speaks Lashon Hara. How do you know a pasuk in Tehillim that says Ki Yisachar Bi Doiv Sheker? Ki Yisachar Bi Askur Doiv Sheker. The pasuk is that a person speaks Sheker. Back to Matzori, the Zerachayim, the Stechemin himself, he quotes the Chavetz Chaim, he says, Maisa look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, a person who speaks Lashon Hara gets Askur, this terrible Misa. What? He speaks Sheker. Lashon Hara is Sheker. And the Gemara goes on right over there and says, what is the Misa of Askua? It starts from the stomach and ends up in your mouth. Why? The person, when he says Lashon Hara, it starts from his lev, he makes it up, and Rashi explains it comes out from his mouth. It's Boidim Elev, made up from his heart. And Rashi explains the whole Gemara saying specifically that it was made up, Sheker, and yet the Gemara is calling it Lashon Hara. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, it could be in Chesma Beis. What Rashi says is that Rashi explains that the Biyasi says, what I said was not Lashon Hara, why is it Rashi? Ki Emma Samarti. It's not Lashon Hara, because I said the truth. Rashi says clearly, Chavshan and Chavol tries to explain it, but Rashi says in Shabbos Kuvitches, it's not Lashon Hara, because I said the truth. That means it sounds like Kashi the Chavetz Chaim, how can the Chavetz Chaim say Lashon Hara when it's MS? It's also, in Chuf Niz Gemara, it sounds like Echrami, when it's MS, it's Motor, it's not Lashon Hara, Daphne Motor Sheker. So to answer this, Chiddush, what the Chachamim writes, he says he got it from the Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim. He says a fascinating story in the Gedder of MS and Sheker. He writes, "Hard to also mishum lashon hara afilu ma'ase emes. Why is there an iser of lashon hara even if it's emes? Who mitam? The reason is she'efshesh lo yada chaymer iser oisha shogeg gomer oisha ma'ase tshuva. You can quote the Chavetz Chaim in Klal Dalet and Sifkol Lamikimul. And the reason why a person cannot say lashon hara even if it's true, because maybe the embarrassment is not true. Maybe he was a shogeg. Maybe the tshuva. Maybe not know the chaymer iser. But let's say if it's bar shogeg mazed gomer." The Gamla Chayza B'Shuva, let's say we know for sure he was amazing. And we know for sure he did not do Tshuva. The Dalach is Mutla Safa B'Ganusai. If the words are true and the Gnai is true, he loves Masafa Ganus about him, because he's right from the Mishnah Numa. He ends off with the Fizeh, Issa Lashon Hara, is Rak, Im Einai MS. Saying, in the Chavetz Chaim, Issa Lashon Hara is only if it's not MS. He explains, even though the Mais is MS, Avla Gnai Einai MS. He makes levels. He says, what is Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is, if the words are true, there are always two things, the words, and what the embarrassment that came out of it. There's the words, and there's the Gnai. If the words are true, and but the Gnai is not true, it's not fear to him, because it was, but he was a Shogeg, he did Tshuva, it's not fear to him, the Gnai, that is Lashon Hara. The words are true, and the Gnai is not true. However, if the words are true, and the Gnai is true, it's more to say Lashon Hara. It's more to, that's explained to Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim does add in, that you need the Tznai, the Tznoim. One Tznai, he says, you need a Heter to Elis. You need the call of Elis. Which, well, the reason is, because if you have no to Elis out of it, then the Gnai is not fair. It's not, why belittle a person for no reason? Again, the Gnai is not Emes to Gnai, where the Chavetz Chaim Klavol brings down the Yad Ketano. If you make fun of a person for no reason, if you stop Mavazim for no reason, that's Shav Sheker. If you do something for no reason, that has no to Elis out of it, that itself is Shav Sheker. That's how you're even the Issel, Loshisa, Shem, and Shav. I, Lashon Hara, is even with MS. The Shav Shavai is, they're making fun of a person for no reason. So it comes out, according to the Mechon, it comes out of three Madrigas. If a person says MS, and the Gnai is MS, with, and this to Elis in it, Echlami Lase, Lashon Hara. If the words are MS, and the Gnai is Sheker, that's Lashon Hara. If the words are Sheker, the words you're saying are not true, that is Moshe Shemra. Three different things. Again, when Shema is when the words are not true, the Lashon Hara is when the Gnai is not true, and everything is true, Echonami, it's what to say over. So it comes out that the Gemara is asking in the case of the Gemara Tainas on Shabbos, that the Lashon of the Gemara, or the Rishon Gemara, it's Sheker. Echonami has to be Sheker somewhere. To be over this Lashon Hara has to be Sheker. What? It's a Gnai. The Gnai has to be Sheker. You are making fun of a person, he does not deserve the embarrassment. That is Sheker, that's not fair, that's not right. That's the Sheker Shemoy, and that's what is over the Isser. So Yechanami, the Chavetz Chaim says, Lashon Hara is Dafkun's Emes. What's Emes? The words are Emes. But the Gnai Shemoy, the Gnai is Sheker. So, get back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Same thing. Emes Amarti. So, you have to say, the different ways Chavetz Chaim himself is the Kasha Wunder with Rashi. Then we have to learn that the Gnai is true and the Emes are true. The words are true and the Gnai is true. There's nothing wrong in both levels. Therefore, I did nothing wrong. We speak to the four walls. So if someone is listening behind your back, so there's a Gnai. Why? Because the person, the Gnai is Shek, he does not deserve this embarrassment. And if not, even this Lashon Hara. But let's say you speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You speak to Hashem. So if you speak straight to him, so Rabbi Finkel, I asked him this question, he told me, the nice thing being Mekatrig and Klai Yisrael. This is a Kitrig. So a person speaks Lashon Hara, the Issa Lashon Hara is what? If it's Sai, if it's going to be a Sai, or Sai if it's going to be a Hezek. So when you speak about Klai Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu, this can be a Hezek to Klai Yisrael. It's Mekatrig against Klai Yisrael. It's a Hezek speaking to Hashem, a Hezek over the Issa Lashon Hara. However, let's say you're speaking to the four walls. Hashem's not listening. So is it a Kitrig? So So Binyamin Zilber has a Sefer Makara Halacha on Shabbos, and the end in the Mechtov, he writes that only Itzav Kitchig is not when he's speaking to Hashem. He's speaking to even a person about a Yochid, and Hashem just happens to be listening. There is no Kitchig over there. There is no Itzav Kitchig. So let's decide. Speaking to the four worlds, what's the Isser? The words are saying are true. The Gnai can be false. Akash Baruch Hu knows whether he did true or not. Akash Baruch Hu knows if the Gnai is true or not. There'll be no shek in the Gnai. The words can be true. The Gnai can be true. There'll be no kitchik. So I cannot be speaking to false. Hashem is listening. What's the Isser? If the words are true, the Gnai is true. Akash Baruch Hu won't do a incorrect Gnai. He knows whether the guy did true. He knows the guy is amazing. He knows if he deserves the Gnai or not. Therefore, the Chor is speaking before walls now, because Baruch Hu listens, will be Echnami no Isser. What? Then Echnami, the Gemara, and the Rosh Hashanah, that the Zayin Obey, says, if we speak to Hashem, you're catching upon him, and you cause a din to come down to this world. You're causing a hezek to the person. Hezek to yourself also, you're catching somebody else, you get first. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. And you're going to get even first, before him. But you're causing a kitchen in Christ. So. However, when you're not speaking to the four, stop speaking to the four walls, you're angry, how can you do that to me? There's no kitchik, there's no gnai, there is no shek in the gnai, and there's no shek in the words. Echlami smoter. Maisi, look at the morale, Ksubas, Tachas, and Beis, the morale writes, and Echlami, Yelasi, Loshonor, to the four walls, he said it before, Noma Zilber, and Chal Gedalad, and Simon Tamachov, he's tested. Also, Yelasi, Loshonor, to the four walls. The Yisuf Dov Schwartz, we told me the same thing, Yelasi, Loshonor, to the four walls. Now, this Isser, Miriam spoke Loshonor, she gets harassed because of it. Aaron Akoin, did he get Tsiras or not? So the Gemara on Shabbos, beginning of Azariah, brings down the Man Yoma that he also got Tsiras because of it. He did get Tsiras. The Miraculum, did they get Tsiras? So they did not. They got punished because of it. The Shidim Kubetzis in Eruchin, Dr. Zayin, points out they did not get Tsiras. They got other Yisurim because of it. What about us, Bismanei? Are we going to get Tsiras if we speak Lashonara? Today's day and age, we speak Lashonara, we get Tsiras or not. So twice it's all, in the end of the Goyim, he said he is a Kashi to Kivager. He says, he has a kashim to Rabbi Kivager, that he met, and the Ramshik also, in Mitzvah Kufayin Ches, and they both say Tzarchi, and they're not sure why Tzarchi is not Negev Bezman Hazeh. Why not? Why should not be Negev Bezman Hazeh? So, why? Best of person, they see Tzarchi, they should go to Koyin, see it's a Nega, then they have all the lachas, they have to be Betumah, they have to leave Yushlaim, they can be inside Yushlaim, they have to shave before they hear, Bedod Yashav, they should all have all the lachas. Why is not Negev Bezman Hazeh? The Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim in Siman Samach in Sif Dalad, he says the Sheis Tzchiris, the six things that people should remember in the morning that their Siddur brings down, people have time, they say it, the Yitz Kasha, Maisa, he is, brings not to. Why not? The Chavetz Chaim himself also, Mishal Asha, points out the meaning is not to. Maisa, why is the meaning not to? So he goes through all six and explains in each one why the meaning is not to. He comes to Zacha Maisa Mir and he says why. Because the Zohar Ma'isimim says right after Yisham L'chon Neged Tziras. You have to remember what? The Ma'isa of Neged Get Tziras. He said Tziras is not Negev Bezman Hazeh. There's no Yisham L'chon Neged Tziras Bezman Hazeh. This is not Negev. The Zohar of Bepeh is not Negev. He said the Zohar of Ma'isimim, of the speaking Lashon Hara, that's Belay, that's Shaykh Bezman Hazeh. But the Zohar of Yisham L'chon Neged Tziras, that's Bepeh, that's not Shaykh Bezman Hazeh. So he's saying, Echnavi, Tziras is not Negev Bezman Hazeh. Koyi, he has two questions. One is, first of all, the Chinuch in the Mitzvah Kuf Samachtes, the Rambam in the Lachas of Tumas Tziras, they both write the Lach of Tziras B'chol Mokum B'chol Zman. They write Tziras every time, all places. V'oid, Kuduch of Tzchayim counts as third law, Yishama B'negah Tziras. Koyi, you're going to argue on the Rosh Hashulchan. He does count that a person speaks Lashon Hara, you are maybe the Issa Yishama B'negah Tziras. Kuduch of Rosh Hashulchan, why? You're not going to Tziras anyway. So this one mahalach, Tibin HaKoyim want to bring down, Mechalkas Ben Yomin, Shibul HaChayim. They want to say, Ta'ayin the Shmir Shaloshin, Chavetz Chaim, in the Sefer Zechira, Perek Vav. He writes over there, that true, a person might not get in this Guf Tziras, but since he brings out the Sefer Akno, that people get poor, and poor Aniyas is shakal to Loshon Hara, to Tziras, therefore we do get Bezman Hazeh Tziras. How? We become poor. He said that's the reason why a lot of people become poor. Because they speak Lashon Hara. The Chayim make this down. Also, the person who speaks Lashon Hara has become poor. So you get Tziras, what? Not in the aspect of Tziras, but in the case of being poor. Inami, being down from the Medrash, a person who gets Tziras, not after his guf, but it means on the Neshama. And what will happen when he passes away, he'll come up to Shemayim, and he can enter into with the people, but Dad Yashav have to be alone, away from everybody. The Tziras will be Chal on the Neshama, and he'll have all the Chaloisim put upon him in the Olam Shel Emes, and won't be over here. The Shmir Saloshin, Chavetz Chaim brings it down for the Medrash, and also the Rishis Chachma also brings it down. that person gets right on his guf, on his neshama. That's one way you can learn. One is first of all, that lechora means on the guf itself. It does not mean us being poor, it does not mean us the neshama. And Ibn Ezra, similar to Tess, he declares, Allah Ma'isa bring down Rashbats, that if Isha becomes tummy from Tsiras, is that a moment that you have a right to divorce her? Why is he declaring the Shiloh? No Tsiras, this man is there. Void in Archaim, end of Simon Lamanchas, the Machabah brings down the Loch is that the Matsariah does not wear tefillin. The Gemara and Marikotin ask the question, Oval does not wear tefillin, does Matsariah wear tefillin or not? Ma'isa, since Void is Ishita, the Machabah is Machmer and Echanami says you should not wear tefillin. Does Matsariah is Mazan, the Machabah is a Paschal, then Matsariah is Mazan. Void. Maestro, why is there no Tsiras Bismanazak? If you have any spot split, or any marks in you, just go to Kain. Find out. Why is there no Tsiras Bismanazak? So, first, does the person have to go to Kain to see if he has Tsiras? Or, if he knows he has a white mark, I learned the Torah, post me a Tsiras, I'm telling you. You have to go to Kain or not? So the Ayvitz and the Chalik Alav Simkuf Lamechez said the person does not have to go to Kohen. If you see a mark upon yourself and you know you went to the Lachlan very well and you know what Tsiras is and Echlam become Tomei. You are Tomei and the old time the Mishnah says you have to go to Kohen is when you're Masopic. When on your goof you see Echlam, you have a mark and you know it's Tsiras, you become Tomei, you have the Lachlan of Tsiras upon you. That means according to him, you can't go to the dermatologist or any of these things to take off any of these marks upon you if it's Tsiras, because you bet the Lachlan is a Shavlacham and Negat Tsiras and you cannot get rid of the Tsiras without the Lachlan, which says in the Torah. That's the Yavitz and Shito. Now look about all the Chorim arguing him. The Tais Yontif, in the Gorim, Pek Yubayz, Mamshik, Das Torah, Beis Yitzchak, Kama, all the Chorim all argue and say, there's a mission that says, go to Kohen. And if till the Kohen says Tomei, you're not Tomei. So they hope that you have to go to Kohen. So once we assume this concept that you have to go to the Kohen, the Zman Azes, and the Mogad Roman, Simon Reish Aleph, Sikron Dalet, Kohanim are not Meyuchas. They're not Meyuchas. Since they're not Meyuchas, so what should we do? If we're Masupik, if this is Tsiras or not, we go to the Kohen and they tell you it's Tsiras. So what do you do? You go to you, you're going to be a Badad Yashav, and after your week or two, what's that laughing? You have to shave off all your hair. Shave off all your hair on someone who maybe is not a Kohen, you'll even come soon. Come a Lavin. Why? After payers, after using a razor, you'll even come a coming soon. Therefore, you should not go to a Kohen, because if you go to a Kohen, it's a self-giving you, because not, maybe he's a Kohen, maybe he's not. Maybe he did not make you Tommy, and therefore a person should not go to a Kohen, this man is there, because maybe he's not Yuchas, and you'll even come soon because of it. This Mahalov, Radvaz, and Shumas, and Peg Zayin, Lachat Tess brings it down, Lloyd, Mitchas Chidda, the Tavarish Yisrael, the Ur Samarach, Pride of Zaytiv, the Emek Shelo, the Beis David, Paulus Adam, Yad Liyahu, Beis Yitzchot, Tas Torah, Torah Tamima, Oitz Nechon HaGazorim, Asim Chol Machnes, and more. The whole thing now, this Mahalach, because against the Betzim, the Yaivis, the Mahalach, that it's not Shach, but the reason why Bezman Azer, we don't have Tsiras, is Betzim is Shach Tsiras. What? We have a Koy Miyuchas. What we do with the Meshwach of Spolis Miyuchas, it's our fear. Well, the Maisa, if we assume like the Mogad Rom, there are no Miyuchasim, and Chalami, a person should not go to Koyin, why? Because maybe they come Yisroon. On the Issa Yisham Lachot Negat Tsiras, if that's dark on a negro or after it becomes tummy, so the Masham and Chuvah Chel Gimel Simon Reish says, if it's not shy, it becomes tummy, because there are no Kahanim as man as Adam, now Miyuchas, and Echlam, there is no Issa to call up the Tsaras. That's what he tied in, so you can quote Machalik's Rashi Toysis, looking at Chuvah over there. Well, Maisel, again, since the Kohanim are not Miyuchas, therefore you do not go to them. Chuyk and Sakasha, that's very good on your goat. Maybe come here soon. But let's say you have Tsaras in the house, Tsaras in your begotten, so go to Kohen. Aye, maybe it's not Miyuchas, so what? By Pinna Pen also, he's not Miyuchas, and still, we give him the money. What? Why not? So that, the traditional answer is, a person has a Cheskes moment. A Cheskes moment. You are maybe Yuchas, maybe not. I have a Cheskes moment. I'm not going to go to a Kohen about my begotten, my bias. The Kohen is beer, because we, by Pinna Pen, we spend $100, $60, whatever the share is, and we give it to a Kohen. Why? Cheskes moment, my moment. You're not Miyuchas, why do I have to give it to them? So the Echanami, the Yavit says you have to give it back. The Yavit tells the Echanami, the Lachas, you have to give it back. The Maestro, we don't. Why? That's Kuchu Vitfulo. So we don't give it back. Why? Because we hold it, there are enough miyuchas that they keep the money, or as kulu they keep the money, as the mitzvah shabbat they keep the money. Here also we have mitzvah to go to Kohen, take them back into Kohen. So Maestro, why don't we? So the Shilta, and the Siv and Shilta Peches, he says, the Echlami, the whole, the Tsiras and the Beget, Tsiras and the Bayis, brings down the Rambam, it's Betzim, it's a Nes, it's a Pella, it's not Derech HaTevo. And these things, since it's not Derech HaTevo, Bismanoi, a Kushbach will not give us Tsiras. Why? Because Nisim Nigla. Nisim Nigla, Kosh Baruch Hu will not give us manazer on the bais, on the house. It's not something we deserve. But he said, Echonami, if you get this manazer, you have a chiv to go to Kohen. And Echonami, it just won't happen. because we don't deserve it. But if you do get a bias and on your clothing, you have to go to the coin. Mashenkin, if you get on your body, that you don't go to the coin, well, actually, maybe they come soon. Come alive. This is the of Yisham Lachon Neged Tziras. When did the person get Tziras? So the Gemara in Erchid and the Tezayin says for seven different things you get Tziras for. Brought down Alachim by the Rosh and the Riff and Shabbos Perek Beis. Now what do you get Tziras for? You get Tziras when you speak Lashon Hara, when you have Kaseh Ruach, when you're a Horti, you have a Gaiva, Tziras Ayin, when you're stingy, by Gilavarish, Yechdom, Gezel, and Shua Shav. Seven different things, the Gemara says. Medrash has 10 things, but the Gemara says seven different things you get Tziras for. So, are you over a marshal? The person is stingy. What is it being stingy? So, l'chori gets your ass. So if it gets your ass, l'chori should be over Yisham Lachom and Neged Tziras. If you can be stingy, you end up causing Tziras. It's not called Tzchana Fei to speak Lashon Hara, over Yisham Lachom and Neged Tziras. But here also, Gassi Ruach, and also being stingy, over the Yisham Lachom and Neged Tziras. So the Maril, in Hilchot HaSavis Mei Tshuva and Simri Yudalad, he says that since it says Yisham Lachom and Neged Tziras, and says Zoch HaMai Samiriam, Yishama is going dafka by Lashon Hara and nothing else. The Isra dafka by Lashon Hara and nothing else. And that's why the Gilyon HaShas Ksubas brings down, and the Pipes Yosef says that way. However, the Chavetz Chaim, before August, the Chavetz Chaim, in the end of the lab, he says, why don't we, the more in Ksubas after Vav is, what is the Isra Yuchad for Lashon Hara? And brings down only one Pasuk. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim is saying, the Isra Yuchad is Shama Chom and Neged Tziras. And with the Chavetz Chaim, because Shama Chom and Neged Tziras, Al Zayin Dvorim Negorim Borim. It comes to all seven things. Yishama is not a miyuchav Lashon Hara. The Issa Yishama Chaneget Tziras goes whether you're stingy, whether you have gaiva, whether you have Lashon Hara. You're over everything Yishama Chaneget Tziras. Come down before the Chavetz Chaim is arguing on the Maril. And therefore, this Shaila, interesting Shaila, the Lachat Botan Sim Kuf Ayin Gimel in our Chaim, the person between Basav Dagim, between fish and meat, he has to do Kinuach Badacha and do Lentil Sidayim. Why? So the Mechapa, because you made the day Dava Acher. What's that? Tziras. Maybe they tziras. The person who does not do knuach adacha and kills nine, maybe they tziras. You over the issi shomel chaneged tziras, because maybe they that for the chavetz chaim. Unless we want to say the tziras over there just means tam marks on you, doesn't mean the tziras. The Torah is tziras. So there. Nice. It was mentioned over here again. Miriam, what was the issur of what was the issur called the chavetz chaim? Miriam's issur was moshe shemra. This and the ragam is machlokes of brises. What exactly the issur is, and chorin machlokes and matzias what they did, what was wrong. If no one's listening, lechorin it'd be issur, it'd be mut to say lashon hara. However, the get of Lashon Hara is when the words are true, but the Gnai is Sheker. The get of Moshe Shemra is when the words itself are Sheker. However, the words are true and the Yuchas is Shak by Kain or the Aruch HaShulchan. How do we get to Tziras Bizman is that either personally when he's poor or it's Chal Nam Nisruchnias. Also, tell Bizman is that if a Kain is Miyuchas or not. If a Kain, if you get Tziras on Megodim or Bayis, you have to bring it to Kain or not, before you would have to send the Nitziv. However, we don't get Bizman is that because it's Nase. That's a Mugula. And Yishom Lachon Neged Tziras, Machlogis Maril, and the Chavetz Chaim, if it's Shaykh, Man HaZeh or not. Nishivo, people learn all day, there are a lot of things to learn. In the life, to know what to do, you have to learn Hilchos Shabbos, the Hilchos of Kashrus, Brachos, the kind of things a person has to learn. And not every time a person has a time for everything, Hilchos Lashon Hara, people don't have time. Because Sofer writes in Parshat Metzora, that a person singing Nishivo, it's very easy not to speak Lashon Hara. What's so hard? In Yeshiva, you're by yourself, you have your Gemara, you can be Machiv from your Chaverim. It's not that hard. Every time when you go to work, you have people there, you have to associate with them, you have kindle against them, you're jealous against them, your whole business, I have to speak. Echlami, there it's very hard to speak Lashon Hara. Very hard to be shamed from Lashon Hara. Who did L'chor when you get married, the same thing. You have to spend time talking with your wife, you have to speak about the day, you have to speak about your children, you have to be sociable, you have to speak to your new relatives, you have to have shaykhs to them. There, when you get married, it's much harder to be shaming yourself, even when saying learning yeshiva, but it's much more hard to be shaming the issur of Lashon Hara. So a person, if he does not work upon the issur of Lashon Hara, which is now, which is very easy, and still the Gemara says, Kulam Bavak Lashon Hara, the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Meshavur HaSim and Shimam Gimel, that you have mechiv to mechanach a child on Lashon Hara. Why not? Because Koshaloi Lifush Meherg, once you come used to Lashon Hara, you come used to it, and Hukum Zeh, Shonam Rabbi Slav Yid, Vahoya Dova Etzah Cheska Seter. You speak Lashon Hara, come to Cheska Seter, and you can't be punished from yourself. So personally, right now is the easy time to be shaming yourself from Lashon Hara. And still, unfortunately, people are not shaming from Lashon Hara. Not yet, even though you have a lot of things to learn, L'chora, Vani Yad from Lashon Hara, spending 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, and you, to make you say that the Milda are saying right now, you start another week to start the klolim of Lashon Hara, and a person the chiv mechayiv right now to do it, because if not now, when you get married, when you have time later, you go, let's say, to avoid a command on Shayim, says the Ksav Soifer. Right now you have a chiv, a responsibility to learn Lashon Hara. Yerotzen, mi isha chovitz chayim, oyev yonu leos toiv, tzol ha-shoyn chum ha-yolos, vosech medav ha-mirmo.